This is the Morning Jam with Janelle and Sam.
So a couple of months back, I decided that I needed to get a mammogram because I'm a woman of a certain age. I know I only look 29, but I am. And I popped into Breastscreen WA and I thought, if I don't know what a mammogram is like, chances are the majority of anyone with boobs doesn't either. So I videoed it and it went on the Mix website, and here's a little clip from that experience.
It just took a couple of seconds on each boob being compressed. The whole appointment took 15 minutes tops. Bye Shari, I'll see you in 2 years. It was really easy. It's a free service. And at the end of the day, if you thought this video was a bit personal, intimate, it could have been worse. I could have done a pap smear.
Yeah, true. I could have. I chose not to.
Good
but
idea.
In
good
the
idea.
Studio right now, we would like to welcome Carmelo from the Breast Cancer Research Centre in WA. You're the CEO.
Yes.
Good morning, Carmelo.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us what you do.
We're effectively the biggest breast cancer research unit in Australia, and we're based at Hollywood Hospital. Mm-hmm. We're currently doing 17 research projects, and they tend to be global, international projects where it's obviously has a global significance. 13 of our trials have actually enhanced breast cancer treatment worldwide. So,
we
tend to be key players in the breast cancer space. And with probably 18,000 women going to be diagnosed with breast cancer this year and about 160 men. And what happens with us is our patients come in and they've got access to the latest and greatest probably 4 or 5 up to 7 years earlier. Because if they're eligible for research, they can actually get on the pharmaceutical a lot quicker, and they're a lot better off in that regard.
So WA is kind of leading the way in breast cancer research.
Good
would you
slogan.
Say?
We've
Good
got
slogan.
you've probably heard of Professor Arlene Chan. Arlene Chan is a world renowned breast cancer researcher. She oversees all our projects.
Yeah,
and she's a key player globally. So. We have access to the best stuff that goes on around the world. And she probably spends a third of her time overseeing the research, and she's done that pro bono.
Yeah, nice.
So that covers our operating costs. So any donations go directly to extra patient services. So, yeah.
And it is a non-for-profit charitable organisation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
And Carmelo, when you go overseas and you fill in the immigration form and it says job, do you put boob expert? Because you could. You totally could.
Yeah. But then they'd pull me aside and check me out. Yeah. No, that wouldn't go down well.
Well, now
well
you know
I
how it feels.
Yeah. I'd get a few more questions. Yeah.
Is it the sort of thing that every woman should do at a certain age? I mean, Janelle was brave enough to go, right, well, it's time for me to do it. Is it the sort of thing that everybody needs to at some point go in and get checked?
Oh, it's extremely important because it's all about early detection.
Yeah.
We see quite a large proportion of those patients that get diagnosed with breast cancer. But and got to be careful that people are aware that we have sort of people in their 20s come through.
Right.
So even though it's most prevalent around the 60 to 65, we have quite a few young people come through. Mm. The incidence of breast cancer is increasing because of the early detection.
You're right.
But the death rates are decreasing because the research is having such a significant impact. Because 20 years ago, there would be a 5-year survival rate was sitting around 73, 74%, and now it's sitting in the 92%.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
what the research does.
Yeah.
Is
right.
like, and Arlene's actually got a handful of patients that were diagnosed as terminal breast cancer, and she's cured them. They no longer show detectable breast cancer.
Giving me goosebumps.
Yeah. So it's all happening here in Perth. Yeah.
What can we do to help?
Oh, I think it's important that people are aware that we aren't government funded. We are a service that we're a registered charity, so it's obviously tax deductible. But what's happening next year is we're moving into a world-class integrated breast cancer centre, because we've always been a significant research and treatment hub And that and the research is obviously directly translatable, so it basically helps the patient straight away. But what we want to move into is more of a one-stop shop where the support services there is like psych, counselling, so they don't have to move through and be referred from one to the other.
Of course, yeah.
And makes it a lot easier because we have a lot of also rural and regional patients, so we just want to make it as easy as possible.
So you need cash.
Yeah, yeah, we need, well, but basically anyone that gives us cash, it goes directly towards services like breast care nurses and psychological services. And yeah, if anyone wants to help us, they can go to the new website. And
what is it?
BCRC-WA.com.au.
Oh, I know why he's the boss. I can tell.
Well, thanks for coming in, Carmela. Thanks for nipping out to the studio.
Oh, dear.
Thanks so much.
The Morning Jam with Janelle and Sam on Mix 94.5.